Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You have a new text message. You have a new text message.
Oh yeah, they're coming
in. Get your questions in. Text it right now to our Siding Unlimited text line, 414-432-1099. Ask anything. Radio questions, personal questions, yeah. Life questions.
You get to decide what we talk about next on the show.
Exactly. And you're anonymous. Uh-huh. We just see a phone number. We only know your name if you tell us your name. And think of this like the magic eight ball of radio.
That's a great way to describe it.
You put
that.
A question out there, we're going to give our best response based on our knowledge and life experience. But we want to hear from you too. You always give the best responses and you love helping people. And that's what this is about. All right, let me look here.
Wait a minute.
You're going to spin.
I'm going to spin the wheel here.
We got questions coming in.
Are there a bunch of them coming in? Good.
Spin that roulette wheel. Let's see what number we land on.
31.
31. Okay, we'd be scrolling.
Scrolling. Messages.
How many are on a page here?
414-432-1099. I didn't do that yesterday, I think, or the other day.
Hang on.
I had to scroll all the way through.
I'm still counting. 31.
Y'all like this text, that's for sure.
Hang on, I want to read it first before I say it on the air.
So, oh, yeah.
Because yesterday we had somebody put...
About the horse?
A swear word in this, the text, and I don't want to be Ron Burgundy and
say
it on the air.
And our boss told us, he goes, you better look at those first before you just go ripping them off. And we're like, yeah, we did that with the horse one this
okay,
week.
Okay, here is one. All right, somebody's planning a wedding.
This is long.
Let me read. Okay. My parents have been so shady about my wedding and haven't been excited or supportive, and I don't know why.
Aww.
My family, parentheses, sisters and grandparents and aunt, all love my fiance. Just hard to figure out because everyone says it's them that's acting crazy, but I'm not sure why or what to do.
Mm-mm.
That is a bummer. You're about to get married. Best day of your life. You're in love. You're excited, and your parents... And this person's words have been shady about my wedding. Now, we don't know if this is a man or a woman sending this message in here. So we don't know if this is this an issue of mom and dad don't want to let their baby girl go? Or is this a helicopter mom who's worried about her son getting married to the wrong person?
Right, yeah.
So we don't know that context here.
But I don't want to let go of my boy.
But in general, what advice do you have for this mixed listener? The parents have been shady about their wedding. They have not been excited or supportive. This mixed listener doesn't know why. The rest of the family loves their fiance. They're struggling to figure this out. It says here, everyone says it's them that's acting crazy, but I'm not sure why or what to do.
Boy.
Well, you could take the Mel Robbins approach and say, let them not be supportive. Let them not show excitement and just... focus on you, because all you can control is your wedding day
Do
and
your
how
thing.
You respond with your fiance. It's your day. But I can understand the hurt when you feel like, what am I missing here? Why are my parents acting this way?
Mixed family, you've probably had this happen in your life, or you know someone who had this happen in their life. What did they do? What did you do? 414-432-1099. You can text or call that number. It's the Siding Unlimited text line. What's going to happen here?
What should they do? My advice is, if you want to get down to the nitty gritty, you need to sit down with your parents and just say, hey, actions speak louder than words. And your actions are showing me that you don't seem that excited or supportive about my wedding. Is there something that I need to know? Do you have something you want to tell me? Now, look, if you approach that and ask that question, you need to be ready. Don't get on the defensive. If you really want to know what's going on, you need to be ready to take the feedback. Doesn't mean you have to do anything with it. But if you want to know, you need to sit down and ask them.
Do you really?
You can tell in this person's text that they're hurting and feeling a little disappointed that their parents aren't showing their words. They've been shady and they haven't been excited or supportive. Are they paying for some of the wedding?
I mean, my parents...
Is it a financial issue? Are they feeling overwhelmed, thinking, oh my gosh, this is so expensive?
Elizabeth, my parents were supportive, but they didn't really come out and say they're super supportive. They gave us a little bit of money here and there, but at one point, I was like, oh, I'm just worried about finances because, you know, Jess and I are getting married so young. And my mom, at one point, nothing against her, but she turned to me and she said, are you sure you want to get married? I didn't even answer that. I didn't answer her. I said, this is my deal. This is what I'm doing.
She asked you that?
She asked me. She said, are you sure you want to get married?
So that's a statement in disguise right there.
She was like, let's just make sure.
You were young.
But yeah, exactly. But I didn't answer that and she never said anything. So I say, don't say a word. Why are you even worried about this? Mixed Family, what do you think? 414-432-1099.
Because it's their parents.
So what? This is your life, right? Come on, people.
Again.
You're all going to agree with Radar.
You can say what Radar says. Let them have their issue.
Yep.
Go about your day because you can't control anyone else or yourself.
Or what Elizabeth
or
says.
If you really want to just have an opportunity to say, let's talk about this. I'd like to know what's going on. Sit down, have the conversation. But again, be open for that feedback. 414-432-1099. Help out this mixed listener with Text Roulette. Hi, The Mix. What's your name?
It's Barry.
Hey, Barry. What advice do you have for this mixed listener?
Well, I mean, you're right on target. They just need to go to them and say, what exactly is going on?
You really think they should talk to the parents, though? I say it's your life.
Absolutely.
Really?
My son, his first marriage, his mother, we were already divorced, and his mother came out and said to him, you reap what you sow.
Mm.
And that really put it off. I mean, I was supportive of him because he's my son.
Yeah,
I love him. But
you want a relationship with him.
Right, exactly.
You want a relationship. And it really, down the line, it set my son going, well, if I really want advice from my mother, I probably shouldn't ask her.
Ah.
So, yeah. But, you know, that's the thing.
Yeah, but I think it boils down to, are you someone that avoids difficult conversations or are you okay with having them? Because if I was this mixed listener, this would bother me and I would want to have the conversation. I would want to know. But again, be open to what they're going to say.
Yeah, because you never know. If they're quiet
Absolutely.
About this, they don't seem supportive, you know, they may come back and say, I don't like your fiance.
Even though Radar says whatever. And I feel like that is more of the guy's approach. I feel like with women, you envision what you want your wedding day to be. You want your parents to show excitement. And again, we don't know if this text is from a man or a woman's perspective.
Right.
Not that it necessarily matters, but we don't know where the parents could be coming from on this either.
Barry, that's some good advice there for our mix listener here in
Thanks,
Text
Barry,
Roulette.
For
Thanks,
sharing
Barry.
Your story.
You're welcome.
Well, we've got text here. This is a message that says, good morning. The parents are their family, but the person they are going to marry is their new family. The parents are either going to get with the program or be left out of it.
See, and there's another text that came in on the Siding Unlimited text line, kind of like what I was saying. Just do your thing. My parents were outright rude to my fiance, saying, if you want to marry him, go ahead. 35 years later, we're still married and best friends. I would have not wanted anyone else as my forever mate.
Wow.
So she didn't talk to the parents and say, why? I want to get you on my side. It's just like, you know what? Go do your thing. And look at that. 35 years later, they're solid.
And time will tell if it was right or not. But again, you don't know if that's why they're not showing their excitement. Because here is another message that we have. And again, you're anonymous when you text us. At 414-432-1099, unless you sign your name, like Lynette in Racine did.
Lynette is a great listener of the show. She loves texting in.
Lynette says, not everyone shows excitement the same way. It's not anyone else's life, so just get married and be happy.
Be happy. Get married. Be happy.
Well, thanks for sending those messages and calls for this morning's text roulette. If you have a question, something you want to know, you need help in your life, maybe you have a personal question you want to ask, a radio question, throw it out there for the masses to give their opinion. We're going to do text roulette coming up about an hour from now. You can get those questions in at 414-432-1099.